Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bulldog, how did you do on daily walk-off today? I thought today was tough.
What's this now?
Daily walk-off. Your daily
another
baseball.
Another brain teaser, mental gymnastic exercise, which I will not ever bother to take part in.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. So
how'd you do?
I did not.
No score.
DNP.
No score.
DNP, coach's decision, is next to my
coach's
name in the box
decision.
Score.
And I'm my own coach, and
I'm
not playing.
I'm player coach.
I choose not to run. Today's is, so it's a fun puzzle game, baseball only, by team. So you pick the team you want, and they have them all every day. And today you have to, like, line up players based on which decade they debuted in. And I'm very upset that I could not get Cleveland right. Mm. I made three outs on Cleveland without winning.
Wow.
Like, that was my team there for,
yeah, that's right,
18 months.
That's a long run for you.
But it was hot.
Yeah.
I was very into it.
The Bison guys,
yes,
at the time, Wright Grady and others.
Oh, I mean, I can't do the whole team, but I could do a lot better than any other team in the last 25 years on that one. I always remember the number as 22. It was 21 or 22 of the 25 Cleveland, now Guardians, on the team in the playoffs when they beat the Yankees, they lost to Boston. It's 07. But it's like 5, 6, and 7 where they're really good. The White Sox year, 05, that were all, like, almost the entire roster had played for the Bisons. Sabathia.
Right.
Peralta. Brandon Phillips. There were maybe, at the most, I think, 4 guys on that Cleveland team that had not played, had not come up through the Bisons. And especially small-town market sports fan like myself, that what's better than that? Like, you're not just going out and signing the top free agent. You're, like,
right,
you're really growing it. And they just didn't quite get there. As also is in keeping with my life experience as a sports fan, whether it's the Sabres, the Bills, the then-Indians, the Leafs. I mean, just I don't really have any many trophies. I'll claim the Carmelo Anthony Syracuse team. I was into that.
But you didn't go to Syracuse.
I did not go to Syracuse. I covered their games.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You worked on the football broadcast.
Did that too.
That's close enough.
I never really, I should say never. I did really, I mean, I cried when they won.
All right.
That's maybe the real,
yeah,
measure,
sure,
of it.
Yeah.
Depending on how much of a crier you are.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I
might cry during reverse AFC power rankings.
Well, let's get started.
I am a crier. It does not take tire commercials. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, the little kid. I can be in tough.
I've been at wakes and funerals, and like I'm thinking to myself, I'm not crying here. I could be. I maybe should be, but I'm not. Not all. I don't have a 0% cry rate.
Mm-hmm.
but it's low. All right, time now for reverse. The music tells you. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Or that you're watching an old Monday Night Football game, which I did this morning.
Of course you did.
Patriots-Dolphins. 1979. Greasy with the glasses.
Greasy with the glasses. And that funny face mask. Did he still have the funny?
That was a look.
That odd little face mask.
Steve Grogan. Great uniforms.
Steve Grogan had the horse collar yet or no?
I don't think so.
Pre-horse collar Grogan.
I was in and out of consciousness.
Pre-horse collar Grogan. How many fantasy teams do you have that still need a name? Pre-horse collar Grogan. Maybe it's time to change Tunsil's gas mask. No.
Cheers if you want it.
I don't think I want to do that.
Where does the hyphen go?
After
pre.
Yeah, pre-horse collar Grogan. Yeah. Between pre and horse.
I'll find a team. When the name is that good, I'll just buy one.
I love that name. Yeah. I'm so glad sometimes when my brain works.
I will put an S on all these, though. These are all going to be pluralized. Because I'm not, you know, Miami Heat. Pre-horse collar Grogans.
All right.
Does it ruin the sanctity of the brilliant thought to put the S on it?
A little, because people might look at it and go, what is Grogan's?
What is Grogan's?
Is that like the Moors? Is it like some, like, you know, medieval?
It sounds like a grocery store.
Yeah.
Because of Kroger.
Kroger's. Kroger. No S. Okay. I mean, whatever. Look, I'm gifting it to you. I
don't need it.
I don't want the S on there. I won't do anything with it. I don't think I can change. There's too much of a legacy. We've got all this gear.
How about the McElroy quads for the quad he made today in Toronto? Doesn't have a lot of them. First in 3 years on the tour.
Wow. Yeah.
Four over par on one hole. Okay, enough. You fooled around long enough. Let's go. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, 16.
I'm going to say Cleveland.
Cleveland is back?
Cleveland is back. I've enjoyed, really.
It's Rodgers.
Rodgers. It was the waiting for Rodgers that had me wanting to ding the Steelers. He's there. He's at least as good, I think, as Wilson and Fields were last year for them. I don't know that it's going to be much better. I did see a clip from Greg Cosell, maybe on our buddy Ross Tucker's football podcast, talking about how the tape tells you Rodgers is an upgrade over those two guys. I don't know. It might be a push. But I think he will help them. I was penalizing them. My methodology was to punish them in this exercise because they were just leaving the light on, embarrassingly so, I would say. Now that he's there, it probably helps them.
What I am curious about with the Browns is, okay, sure, they are terrible. They have been terrible. Who's the quarterback? They drafted two rookies, Dylan Gabriel, then Shedeur Sanders. That's interesting. Is one of them, and I would think maybe it would be Sanders first, but even that itself is a little bit complicated, is one of them going to be good enough to get them off of quarterback next year? Either just by eye test, or because they end up winning enough games, they still have Myles Garrett. You know, they did upgrade some other positions in the draft. They drafted second. Maybe they win six games and draft 11th and feel like they might be somewhere with one of their young quarterbacks. And is that even good? I mean, what's the ceiling there? I don't know. Or is it all just to pass the time? I mean, what a waste of the two rookies if that's really it. And the odds are probably what? That they're drafting another guy next year early.
I think the odds are that, but I think you're going to want to get at least one of them out for a spin here, and it would make sense to do that with the guy you drafted earlier rather than later, but, you know, I guess it really depends on what they think of how their coming together, embracing the offense, figuring it out, whatever, like how well they function. And it's possible that the guy drafted a few rounds later could be better at all that stuff. And so maybe he gets first crack. I don't know. But I think if you're them, you're hoping one of them gives you a reason not to do it again next year. But if I were betting on it, I would bet on them doing it again next year, drafting a quarterback.
Can Joe Flacco keep them around? We've done this with their schedule. First five games, Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings. Maybe that won't be possible. Cleveland, 15. Jets.
Sure.
14.
Indianapolis.
I am keeping the window cracked open for Daniel Jones going in and it not looking like a total disaster.
Hmm.
Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman. This coach has some pedigree, Steichen.
Yeah.
Maybe he was so unable to tap in, no pun intended, into Richardson that Jones, with his experience, he's an athlete, gives them something close to like the water level. It's cracked open.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd rather be Jacksonville. I know that.
Yeah. You better hope it doesn't rain at just the right angle to get in that window.
Yes. Right. There are like two or three days a year. You know of what you speak. There are two or three days of year where I'll get water in my living room because of the combination, like the force of the rain and a certain wind direction.
Mm-hmm.
Where it will come through. We had it looked at, and the guy was like, you don't really have a problem. You just had a bad day.
Right.
Where we have this,
it's
dripping.
It's not leaking, really. It's that you had a window open in the wind, right? No,
it wasn't open. It's just skylight.
I see. Okay.
Maybe your window people would be like, a leak is a leak.
There is something leaking. Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
We didn't do anything about it
because
it's so rare.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. These windows that I got in the attic that I talk about all the time are so much bigger. Like the space is the same, but gone. I had like double hungs side by side, so there was like a beam in the middle. That's gone. So the windows are now entirely the size of the space, and I've left them open when it's rained. And the guitar, like, it's bad. Like, I have to be very conscientious this summer about keeping those windows closed if I think there's rain in the forecast, because stuff that I definitely do not want to get wet will get wet.
Yeah.
And before, I just leave them open all the time and nothing would really happen. Get some water on the carpet. Oh, who cares? But now it's like stuff's in danger because these windows are so beautiful and big and nice. When they're open, it's beautiful. But the rain is tough. Anyway.
Yes.
Where were we?
13. Tennessee. They're getting a little too much credit. What have they?
Yeah, they haven't done anything.
Maybe they get the quarterback right.
Maybe.
I don't know. Do we like the coach? Do we like the roster?
No.
Tennessee.
Tennessee's fine by me.
12.
I'm going to say Raiders.
Ooh, I hate that. Pittsburgh.
I'm Pittsburgh.
Jerks.
I love the Raiders right now. I might buy something.
Where were they last week?
10.
Oh, all right.
The last 4 weeks, starting with last week going backwards, 10, 10, 8, 9.
All right. I thought they were in the 11-12 range to begin with. So when you said, I hate that, I'm like, did you talk to this week that loves the Raiders?
Everybody loves them.
Yeah, I don't.
Best tight end in the league. Maybe the best running back in the league. Can't say that yet, but maybe top five all right out of the chute.
Yeah, I'm one preseason long run from Genty away from just being like, Raiders, playoffs, done.
I wonder if what they give him. I wonder what they do. Like, it's Pete Carroll. Like, maybe he plays in the preseason. I don't think he would for McVay, Genty. I don't know. I wonder what they do there. That's a good one. 11.
Well, by rule, I'm stuck on the Raiders, I guess.
You are.
New England.
Ooh. I want to say Miami. But you guys went first, and I would get to New England before the Raiders.
Can I?
You want to switch to Miami?
Yeah, I do. I like it's Miami. Friday. I like Miami better. Miami. There. Friday. Yeah.
10.
I will swing back to the Raiders, even though I know I'm fighting a losing cause. I like New England better than the Raiders.
Week one, they play.
Right. And I think I picked them to win when we did their schedule.
You picked New England.
New England to beat the Raiders, yeah. Right.
I mean, aren't these going to be... You can say no. Aren't these going to be fun games? At New England, there's never been a fun game at New England, so maybe not week one. The Chargers on a Monday night, I'm in. Week three at Washington, give me the points. I'm down on Washington. Week four, Bears at Raiders. Okay, 4 o'clock. 5 at Indy, 6 Tennessee. Got to get those wins. At the Chiefs in 7. I like that little stretch there. Washington, Chicago.
I maybe would pick them to lose all the first three games there. That's the Raiders we're talking about. That's their schedule, right?
Well, there's a pretty good chance they'll definitely be underdogs in 2. And maybe the Chargers at home would be favored at the Chargers would be favored at the Raiders. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like obvious. I don't know. Okay. So 10.
Yeah, where did we end up?
Is it
there?
Vegas? Vegas.
Okay.
9. New England, Jacksonville, Houston are your options here.
I'm going to say New England. I only like them a little bit more than the Raiders. So I have them right next to each other.
You have them beating them.
At least if I have any say about it.
I'll say Houston.
I'm still in New England.
Okay. There's a chance Houston gets it with Stroud. Last year, the offensive line was a disaster. They did make all kinds of changes there.
How scary is the shoulder stuff, though?
Yep, yep.
Right?
Maybe. Coach won't really say.
Yeah.
Even Tank Dell as well. I mean, I think the assumption there is even if he plays this year, it's probably not going to be the same guy ever again.
And he probably doesn't play.
Probably doesn't.
Probably doesn't even make it back this year. Yeah.
8.
I'll say Houston now then.
Okay. To the playoff teams. 7.
Jacksonville.
All right. Well, now I kind of feel gross. Jacksonville.
I kind of like it.
I do too.
I've fallen in love with them a few times, though, in the Trevor Lawrence era.
Yeah.
And they just burn me so bad every time.
Well, the coach is a key there. Maybe he can really elevate Lawrence. 6. Chargers here for me.
Sure.
I'd rather be the Bengals, I think.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be the Broncos.
I think it's really those are really close.
Those are your contenders there. Yeah, those I think should be the next three teams in some order.
5.
Denver.
Cincinnati.
Denver. Bo Nix. Cortland Sutton.
Just so quiet for a moment there.
I know. RJ Harvey. Evan Engram. Franklin. Mims. McLaughlin. The prior collection of misfit toys in Denver's offense. The rest of the team's pretty good.
Seems like it, yeah.
4. Cincinnati.
Bengals, yeah.
3.
Chiefs.
Still in KC, yep.
That's it then. No debate. 4 weeks in a row, Kansas City at 3. Signed the Buffalo Bills / Baltimore Ravens booster clubs. You need to beat these people one of these times, you know.
Well, this is the only time of the year where we can beat them. So
no, November is another one.
Well, sure, right. But they're usually ahead of the Bills once they start playing.
They'll start 8-0 again, and it'll be, come on.
Baltimore at Kansas City, 4:25, week 4. That'll be on your sets after you get home from Saints-Bills. Be the second half of Ravens at Chiefs.
Tasty.
Where the Ravens, who start here... Then it's the Browns, and then it's the Lions at home on a Monday night. You know, a team like that, that might have to watch out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really tough start. Not the Browns, probably. who did beat them. What, that's 2 years ago, Watson, or is that even last year when they won in Baltimore? Elijah Moore. Could that have been last year? Is that one of their losses last year? Probably was.
Well, I don't
the
remember.
Ravens. The Ravens lost at home to the Raiders last year, maybe week two. One of those. Who cares?
Right. Well, they got. Yeah, they were on. They were off to a rocky start when they hammered the Bills. Weren't they 1-3 or something? Maybe. Maybe not 1-3. Maybe
they started 0-2. They lost to the Chiefs, Raiders, and then they do lose to the Browns in week 8.
And that's a Watson game, and then he's gone forever.
And ever, as it turns out, it seems. Yeah.
Two.
Ravens.
Fine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bills won. Raise the banner.
Woo!
Too bad this year isn't the new stadium because you have a real ceremony.
That's right.
It is back-to-back. The Bills come in at the bottom of the reverse AFC power rankings 2 weeks straight.
Speaking of celebrating things, shout out to our buddy Jeremy White from our morning show for coming home with the longest drive at the Bills media golf tournament today. There were actual NFL football players there playing in this thing, and Jer had the longest drive today. So, way to go.
Yeah, way to go. 803-0550 for any thoughts you might have on what we've been talking about today. What have we been talking about today? Peter DeBoer and Sean McDermott, for one. Tyler Dunn was with us, And how about these power rankings? Maybe you think we've made an egregious error. There has to be one, I think. I mean, that you could say it. You should say it. You should call us and say it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after sports on WGR.
This is something that the Steelers had been focused on for months. And as much as Aaron Rodgers mulled his options, including retirement, including potential other playing options, it had been apparent for a couple months that if he was going to play, it was going to be in Pittsburgh. So what I can tell you today is that Aaron Rodgers now plans to fly on Friday to Pittsburgh, finalize and sign his contract, and be on the field for next week's mandatory minicamp.
Tom Pelissero, right. That hasn't happened yet today, right? Yesterday, the report was it would be Friday.
I was just going to say, did I miss the part where there's a bunch of pictures of him showing up and doing all that?
Yeah, I guess maybe that hasn't happened quite yet.
It is still Friday for a while.
It is. This is how my brain works with this Rodgers situation. Everybody is so sure that the Steelers can't win with him. The division, his age, Arthur Smith, the Steelers being seemingly to many and to me long overdue for kind of like a bottoming out. I mean, they still have a couple of great players, but still, like, is anybody saying different? I got Andrew over there in Pittsburgh, who is often extremely enamored of the latest Steelers thing. Not always. I'm not saying he's disingenuous at all. But, like, he was so into Pickett, mm-hmm. and he can't even listen to this idea.
Right.
Like, why bother? Embarrassing. I don't know. Like, it's too one note. When it's like this, it makes me uncomfortable. I thought of it this morning when thinking about the Pacers. Remember yesterday?
Like, yeah.
Trista couldn't, not to single her out, but she's who we had on. Like, she couldn't even fathom Indiana. It's a five-gamer. Like, she didn't want to bet a sweep.
Yeah, she told you not to bet the sweep, right?
So far, so good on that. Right. That's assured.
Yeah,
she won't be Oklahoma City sweep.
She nailed that.
But, you know, that's when, like, if I bet more, or in fantasy where I am active, this is one where I really want to make sure I don't just skip past it. Because these are sometimes opportunities. Now, what is that to say about Aaron Rodgers? What? He's going to win another MVP award or something like that? No, probably not. But do they have to lose big?
I don't think they have to lose big. No. I just don't think he's going to elevate them any more than where they've been. And like I said yesterday, I think, I forget who, maybe we were talking to Sal when I mentioned this. I don't remember who else we talked to yesterday. I thought, like, you know, if nothing else, you know, a guy like this, even last year there were games, the San Francisco primetime game, he looked great. It was one of those games where the next day, like, oh, well, you know, I guess he's still got it sometimes. So you want to hope that after he throws, I don't know, how many passes is he going to throw during the season? 800 more? I don't even know. What's a good number?
500.
Okay. Whatever number of passes he's going to throw, by the time he gets to the playoffs, he's got one like a good game in him or more. You know, if he has a good day on the day you play the Bills in the wild card game, maybe that's all the reason you need to do it. Sure, I only won my 9 games. I'm seed number 7. I got to go on the road, and good luck to you. Well, you know, maybe. All right, maybe. So I don't think it has to be terrible. I think, you know, there's their organization to me, I have an easier time seeing this work better, even though he's 2 years older than when he went to the Jets. I just thought the Jets, he would run the show at the Jets. And there's so much dysfunction there to begin with that I just thought the whole thing would just like swirl down the toilet bowl. And it absolutely did.
He won't eat the coach alive in
right.
Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm saying. The Steelers are, that's a different thing. Like, I have a hard time seeing, I even have a hard time, despite what I think of him and his personality and his ego, I have a hard time believing he thinks he's going to go in there and just tell everyone what to do. I think he goes to New York the way that went down, and that's absolutely what he's doing. Go get me Randall Cobb. Go get me Alan Lazard. Go get me my guys. All right, I'm here now. This is how it's going to be. I think maybe it's possible the experience in New York humbled him a little, and he's going to a stalwart franchise that just, to me, despite what you said earlier, you're right to point out, like, they've had, you know, they have had no trouble drafting head cases, and it was somewhat well known beforehand with guys' reputations, maybe not Antonio Brown, but certainly with Pickens and Martavis Bryant, maybe, although he might have just flown crooked when he got there. I don't remember if there was a book on him coming out, but nonetheless, they're not like some angelic, impenetrably perfect organization, but there is a certain, I don't know, gravitas about them that I feel like Rodgers shouldn't expect to walk in there and just sort of tell everybody how it's going to be. And that might help him. I think sometimes he just can't get out of his own way. So if he has to stay in his lane a little bit, then maybe that could work. But work big? No way. The division's too tough. It's hard for me to see more than 9 or 10 wins. So, you know, that's your ceiling. You're treading water if you're the Steelers, I think. They're not going to be better than Baltimore. They're not going to be better than Cincinnati, I don't think, even with him. So
they split – something in my throat. They split with Baltimore and Cincinnati last year. They were 10-3. Pittsburgh. Were they good? They were 10-3. Wasn't all this, just saying it, mm-hmm. Wasn't all this right now what we said last year too with Russell Wilson? How did they expect, didn't you see Russell Wilson yep. play? How do they expect that to work? Wilson is this weird guy. We can't upset the apple cart there, but like, could they really expect to win? They were 10-3.
Sadly, that's not the finish line of the season.
No, they lost five after that. Right. They lost five straight.
Right.
Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Baltimore. I guess I don't want to kill them for it. Like, listen to that. That's who they played. Where were we at when they were 10-3? I mean, it's playoff machine season, and we knew their schedule. Like, this is all about to go badly. If you said that, and I'm sure a lot of us did, then yeah. You were right. They went winless from there in. But still, that kind of season tracks for, dare I say it, a little bit of what Kansas City did last year, where you've got winning experience and a good defense and a good coach, I think, and you just sort of keep churning out unimpressive wins, and then suddenly you're the one seed and you're in the Super Bowl and you get killed because you don't belong there, but it still happens. I don't know. I'm not predicting this for the Steelers. I just think whenever everybody is so sure of something,
yeah.
which is how this sounds to me, I think you really want to be careful there. And because the guy has done a lot of winning. And who knows what kind of shape he's in, what the fit is with the offense. I think the Arthurs, so it's funny, they threw 499 passes last year.
Okay.
With this coordinator, and he was there last year. You might expect that or even fewer. And, you know, Rodgers, this might not be something people know. Like, because he's this all-time great. But his teams always rank among the slowest in terms of the pace of play. Like, Rodgers is not a fantasy quarterback you've wanted for a long time because they don't push the pace. Everything with him is like 1 second is left on the play clock. And I feel like that's probably where he and this staff will get along the best. Because Smith is going to want to run it. They drafted Caleb Johnson, not the first running back picked at all, but still like somebody to replace Najee Harris with Jaylen Warren. I think that maybe suits Rodgers to be on a team that, you know, is deep running in defense. And then, you know, he's got DK Metcalf when he needs him.
Yeah.
Which I'm jealous of that.
Yeah. I still feel like, however, if all of that go, if he stays in his lane, all right, if he is humbled by what happened in New York and doesn't think he can go in and run the show because Mike Tomlin is, well, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers are the Steelers, I think even if and he hits it off with Arthur Smith, and Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers agree not to use motion very much, even though it should help you. Okay, Rodgers doesn't like it. He wants it static. Okay, like it all the boxes are checked, and it's a smooth ride. Let's say there's not a lot of turbulence. I still think their ceiling is 9 or 10 wins, and to me, there's not a lot of room for. There's no possibility of a great season. I just don't see it. I just don't think physically, again, even if all that stuff goes right, that he's going to be able to do what needs to be done to have a great season. So it's not that far from 9 or 10 to 6 or 7 to me. Like, and if any of those things doesn't go right, right, if there's resentment because he's swinging his you-know-what around all over the place at the facility because he's Aaron Rodgers and, you know, the defense resents him and guys start to get after Tomlin about it or whatever. It just turns into a mess. Then you could have the disaster. I don't think that's the most likely scenario, but it's possible, certainly. I mean, it could blow up. He's had a toxic effect. I think before he left Green Bay, even though they won, the wins sort of covered it up. So I just think it's a lot to think that it's going to really hit, which gets you to why is it even worth doing in the first place, right? And that's where I end up. I don't think this is a player capable of elevating you anymore to, you know, I'm suddenly I'm in the tier with the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs. No. You're not going to get there with this guy.
Remember, too, his last year in Green Bay, they missed. That was the Sunday night game, end of the season with the Lions, and Detroit won the game, but Seattle, I think it was, made the playoffs. The Lions had been eliminated. We'll take a break here and then talk some more. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. If you're home, I'm almost certain you'll be on the hockey game, but it is Yankees-Red Sox weekend. In New York, I believe.
That is correct. Yep. That'll be a nice way to kill time until they drop the puck at 8:10 or so. 7 o'clock, I think, is the start. And we, us Fubo TV subscribers, get the Yankees now. They replaced SNY with Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So no Mets, but Yankees now. It had the Mets all along.
I think if it's baseball for me, it'll be the Apple game. It's Apple TV on Friday nights. I like how that looks.
Oh, it's the best looking television picture I've ever seen.
I believe it's our Diamondbacks against the Reds. After yesterday, yeah, right? I mean, we know the lineup.
After yesterday's
drama. What a ninth. Aaron Rodgers, we were just talking about him because that's the law. And it looks like from tweets I've seen, including one from Andrew Filippone, based on research with T-shirts that are being sold, that he will wear number 8 with Pittsburgh, not number 12. Terry Bradshaw, who, by the way, is a vocal Aaron Rodgers critic,
right,
has his number 12 retired by the team, but
go chew bark or something? Was that a quote? I think there was bark involved. Eating bark was something.
Eating bark.
Yeah.
But he did. Rodgers wore 8 with the Jets. And maybe Kenny Pickett wore 8.
Yes, he did.
So he's get out your Kenny Pickett jerseys and get out the tape.
He's getting no respect.
Get out the tape. Tape over that name and put on the new name. You still have that Pickett jersey. You never wear it because who would, right? That didn't work out. Now your number 8 jersey is savable, a la Sammy Watkins to Stephon Diggs. Just tape that thing right over. You're fine. Do you know the two relatively experienced, and they've played in the league, quarterbacks on the depth chart in Kansas City behind Patrick Mahomes? Do you know who's there?
Ooh. No, I can't say that I do. It's not who stepped in a couple years ago in the AFC title game and they went for it on fourth down and he threw a swing. It's not that guy. It's not a guy that had been there already, is it?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
Chase Daniel?
No.
Henny?
No, it's
Matt McGloin?
No.
Joe Ferguson?
It's a former Jaguar, maybe?
Not Gabbert?
No.
He might have been there, though.
He's a guy that I've always confused with another guy who's got a similar name, which has really tripped me up here. I can't even think of either of the names.
Okay. Well,
really great. You're doing great, Bulldog. Really. Keep it up.
I remember the play. There was like a fourth down play, and he had to convert it, and he did.
Yeah, Mahomes had turned his ankle or something, and
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He'd left the game and I don't know.
You sure it's not Henny?
Did you say Chad Henny already?
I did.
I must have been in a
blur. You think that's it?
Yeah, it's okay. Absolutely it. Yeah, it was in a blur of trying to think of it. And well, I heard you say Chase Daniel, I thought.
I did say Chase.
And then I just ignored Chad Henne, I guess. Sorry.
I also did say Joe Ferguson.
My bad. Yeah, you know, Chad Henne's who I'm thinking of.
The answers, Gardner Minshew and Bailey Zappe are both in Kansas City.
Gardner Minshew's on the Chiefs. Wow.
Yes, off his injury last year, I guess he's not really fully participating yet. Someone who is fully participating is Sam Panayotovich, off to cover the Belmonts. We talked to him earlier about that and more. We'll have that for you right after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.